I'm Mason McLean, yeah. And so growing up, we went to the Catholic Church here and there, never really got anything out of it, never grew. And it was December of 2023. My mom watched church over her phone, and we never knew. She just did it behind our backs. And going into like the skipping forward to March, she started playing it around us, and we'd listen to it, and we really liked it. And we came in on Easter that year for the first time, and it was very inspiring to come and do it in person. So my walk with God started less than a year ago, and just last December. I started a lot more than I had learned a lot more than I expected, and it has changed the way I live. I started to make time in the day to read my Bible and to get to know the author. And the big thing I learned is trying to change on my own will never work. But the more I learned and understood is when I noticed the change, my life going, well, the more I read and understood is when I learned, what in the world? But the more I read and understood is when I noticed my life turning away from the things I had once desired most, and that's where the change happens. I started to realize someone else needed to take the wheel and guide me down a better path, and that was God. I started coming to youth group at the beginning of last school year and had no clue what we were talking about. Jason and Ty have made me feel welcome and made me realize they would do anything to help us get to know God. And as the year went on, I started to catch on to what we were talking about, and it made me realize it's time for a change, or what I like to call it, a new beginning. I quickly started to see how God works in our lives every day, and all that time when I had never knew God, I had no clue what he was doing for me. Anytime life gets stressful and things are not going well, I talk to God. God is the answer to every problem I have learned. To trust in his plan and to pray that everything will come together. I thought church was, you come to it and you'll be saved. But no, it takes our own time and effort every day to get to know God. And throughout the past year, God has shown me patience and has humbled me and showed me I am just as bad as everyone else around me. Another thing that has hit me is seek a relationship with God before my own with others. That has helped me to learn how to treat others and to be able to help others grow in their own faith. I've learned do not be afraid to share the gospel with others, even though they might get offended by it. But all we can do is at least try. In this time, I've learned we have no reason to be stressed about anything. It's just a sign that God wants our attention. Something that really affects the way I live is we only get one chance down here, and it's not even a fraction of where we spend the rest of our time after we die, and it has motivated me to keep going to help others. The more time I spend in God's Word, the more fascinated I become with it. And as every day goes by, my connection grows stronger with God. Ever since I started to follow God, I have turned away into a whole different person. With God in my life, getting rid of sin has been easier, and all I had to do was believe in him and cut those parts of my life out. Thank you.